Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate a wedding, go on a honeymoon, and celebrate the birthdays of Annette Hanshaw, Roger Wolf Kahn, and Vivian Ellis. Our elder granddaughter Miranda was married last Thursday to a wonderful young man named Jason in a lovely outdoor ceremony at a North San Diego County country club. The weather was perfect, the ceremony was perfect, the reception was perfect, everything about the whole week was pretty much perfect. So with congratulations and best wishes to Miranda and Jason for a very long, exceptionally healthy, and exceedingly happy life together, filled with all they dream of, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about weddings, beginning with Dick Powell. And when they get back from their honeymoon cruise, I'll have to explain to them just who Dick Powell is.
Are you nervous, honey? Do the church bells frighten you? And the sight and the sound of the crowd all around us too? At the service, honey, close your eyes and just for fun, try to see you and me how we'll be when the wedding supper is done. We'll ride through clover and proudly we'll exclaim, Mr. and Mrs. is the name. We'll phone all over to Tom and Dick and Mame, Mr. and Mrs. is the name. And then to your people and my people we'll write this phrase, we're wedded and we're headed for happy days. Bring on that clover and let the gang exclaim, Mr. and Mrs. is the name.
Elephant in patent boots at the old-time wedding in the Ark. Well-groomed and well-behaved, the hippopotamus and walrus shaved at the old-time wedding in the Ark. Miss Chimpanzee, bride-to-be, clinging to the altar rail. Said obey right away, started to climb the social scale, and oh, how the wedding march was played by pelicans as stiff as starch at the old-time wedding in the Ark. Thank you.
Cab Calloway and his orchestra, September 15, 1936, with The Wedding of Mr. and Mrs. Swing. The Wedding of Mr. and Mrs. Swing was written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coots for the Cotton Club Parade of 1936. Before that was a novelty number from Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks, The Wedding in the Ark. Sherman Myers wrote the tune and Butler Wallace the lyrics, which were sung there by none other than Tom Stax. That recording was made December 4, 1930, and released in the U.S. and Britain. We started off our celebration of Miranda and Jason's nuptials with Dick Powell and a Brunswick studio band with Mr. and Mrs. Is the Name. That was written by Allie Rubel and Mort Dixon for the 1934 romantic musical film Flirtation Walk, which starred Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Right now, Jason and Miranda are in Houston, Texas, and with any luck, Hurricane Patricia will not have interfered with their plans to depart on their honeymoon cruise to Belize. So, with best wishes for safe travels and unforgettable adventures, here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about honeymoons, beginning with Art Hickman's orchestra.
Sparkle honeymoon lane. There's a welcome from each cozy. As we reach that cottage cozy, and our skies will all be rosy. As we enter honeymoon land, we'll leave the world behind, and we'll have peace of mind, for no one else can find a corner of heaven. There is room enough for two there, and our dreams will all come true there. You'll have me and I'll have you there, in that spot called honeymoon lane.
Thank you. far they know it's true. Most any moon, though it's just half a moon, is a honeymoon with you.
We began and ended that honeymoon set with Dancing Honeymoon. We started with the San Francisco sound of Art Hickman's orchestra and the Dancing Honeymoon composed by Charles N. Grant. That was recorded by Columbia on September 18, 1919, a little over a month after it was copyrighted. We ended with the 1922 Dancing Honeymoon, written by Philip Braham, performed there by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on October 9, 1923. In between the Dancing Honeymoons, we heard Al Boley with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra with Honeymoon Lane, recorded August 25, 1931. That was followed by Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees and Every Moon's a Honeymoon, recorded by Victor on April 5, 1929. Every Moon's a Honeymoon was composed by Roy Bargy with the lyrics by Dave Wimbrough. Last week, October 18th, marked the birth in 1901 of the personality girl, Annette Hanshaw. She was discovered by Herman Rose, at the time a producer for Pathé, and she recorded for their Pathé Actuel and Perfect labels starting in 1926. Hanshaw and Rose were married around 1927, and in April of that year, they moved to the more financially stable Columbia Records, where she had several identities. For sentimental songs, she was renamed Gay Ellis. On the Harmony label, she was known as Dot Dare. On Velvet Tone, she was Patsy Young. And other of her pseudonyms included Ethel Bingham, Marion Lee, Janet Shaw, and Lelia Stanford. From October of 1932 to September of 1934, she appeared on the Maxwell House Showboat radio program, and for 39 weeks after that, she was on the Camel Caravan radio show. Her one and only film appearance was in the 1933 Paramount short Captain Henry's Showboat, a film version of the Maxwell House Showboat, which was broadcast on Thursday nights. Many of her records end with her saying, "That's all," in a sort of high-pitched voice. This started as an accident, but Columbia then insisted on the affectation. Annette didn't think much of her abilities as a singer and suddenly retired from show business in 1935. She died in a hospital in New York City on March 13, 1985. Here's Annette Henshaw.
Some kids say that the world today is all upside down. Sometimes they're smiling, sometimes they frown. My heart felt sore for the kid next door when I saw him cry, is what he told me when I asked him why. I played horsey down the street with my broom down the street. When somebody moved the street, I put down and go boom. I got right up on my horse. You see, the broom, of course, was my horse. When somebody moved my horse, I put down and go boom. I cried and cried and ran home to Ma. It's all right now. But gee, how that certain place was hurting. Mother put me straight to bed, straight to bed. Oh, my head. In my dreams they moved the bed. I put down and go boom. London Bridge is far away, but I went there one day. Water's underneath all day. I fall down there.
Thank you. sin. A better world is full of sin, and you gotta be good, you gotta be good to me. I'll take the key and lock the door. You know that I've been fooled before, so you gotta be good, you gotta be good to me. Don't share your lips and eyes with all those others. Save all your alibis. I know they're not your brothers. I may look dumb, but I'm no fool. You'll get your hens at Sunday school, and you gotta be good, you gotta be good to me.
From a Pathé Actuelle 78 waxed around February 2nd, 1928, that was the Virginia Creepers, a Lou Gold pseudonym, with You Gotta Be Good to Me, written by Al Lewis, Billy Rose, and Joe Young. That was preceded by Annette with Frank Ferreira's Hawaiian Trio on August 20th, 1929, and Forget Me Not. We began our tribute to Annette Henshaw with a little slower rendition than some of the other recordings I've played of I Fall Down and Go Boom. And it has a couple of verses that I haven't heard before, too. That's from January 15th, 1929. I Fall Down and Go Boom was written by James Brockman and Leonard Stevens. James Brockman was born in 1878 and was a vaudeville comedian in the early 1900s before moving to Hollywood and becoming a songwriter for films. Brockman collaborated with Nat Vincent and James Kendis on I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, but because of contractual obligations, the trio used a pseudonym made up of parts of their last names, Gene Ken Broven. Brockman's other big hit was Down Among the Sheltering Palms. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, October 19th, marked the birth in 1907 in Morristown, New Jersey, of bandleader and composer Roger Wolf Kahn. He began playing violin at age 7 and eventually mastered over a dozen instruments, but in most cases played alto sax. Roger's father was the fabulously wealthy industrialist Otto Kahn, who indulged Roger's musical interests and bought the Arthur Lang Orchestra for him in 1923. Because of financial subsidies from his father, the band was sometimes referred to as the Million Dollar Band, and included some of the finest musicians of the day. They played at exclusive venues around New York, including long runs at the Biltmore Hotel, and the band recorded for Victor between 1925 and 1932. In the mid-30s, Roger's interests turned more to aviation, and he gave up the band and worked as an aviation researcher, consultant, and test pilot. He died in New York City on July 12, 1962, at just 54 years of age. Here's Roger Wolf Kahn. Thank you.
never go stay, never go away, oh, don't you know you belong here? When shadows from the hills fall, all the whippoorwills call, don't you know you belong here?
Night, when the stars are so bright, when the moon is so white, oh, say you'll never go stay, never go away from this place you love.
There are lots of recordings of Walter Donaldson's Anything You Say, but that September 7th, 1928 recording with Frank Munn is one of the better. Before that, from the 1930 MGM picture Montana Moon, starring Joan Crawford, it was Montana Call, written by Clifford Gray and Herbert Stothert. Dick Robertson was the vocalist on that March 5th, 1930 Brunswick recording. We started off our tribute to Roger Wolf Kahn with Lantern of Love from January 17, 1926. Percy Weinrich composed the tune, and this was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Raymond W. Peck and Edward Locke. Well, we're jumping the gun a little bit with this next birthday. I had it in my database that Vivian Ellis was born October 24, 1904. I don't know where I got that, but in fact he was born October 29th. Vivian John Herman Ellis was born in London and educated at Chettenham College. He intended to be a concert pianist and studied under Dame Myra Hess at the Royal Academy of Music, but fell in love with musical theater as a teenager and became a composer and lyricist. He had a hit in the early 20s with Over My Shoulder, which was later recorded by Al Boley with Ray Noble. He provided music for British musical theater from 1925 to 1958 and dominated the 1930s, sometimes having three shows running a year. Vivian Ellis was a longtime president of Britain's Performing Rights Society, an author's organization, and was working on new songs right up until his death on June 19, 1996. Here are three from the pen of Vivian Ellis.
Daylight dies, the stars are dancing those yell blues. When Harvard knew that syncopation, it sent them simply wild. Their anger grew with every nation, and every little child said that the yell had put the rest beyond the pale. It is the best, put on your shoes, suppose you try those new yell blues. Thank you.
but the sort that don't last long. I long to find you, and now that I found you, I feel life is one sweet song. I built my hopes on mountains high. There was no ceiling to my sky, but I never dreamt you'd fall in love with me. I dreamt my dream boats all came home, all safe and sound across the foam, but I never dreamt you'd fall in love with me. Little did I dream that love could ever be so nice. Little did I dream that love was no fool's paradise. I dreamt I'd lived where rich men strolled, and all the streets were paved with gold, but I never dreamt you'd fall in love with me. I built my hopes on mountain high. There was no ceiling to my blue sky, but I never dreamt that you'd ever fall in love with me. I dreamt my dream boats all came home, all safe and sound across the foam, but I never dreamt that you'd fall in love with me. Little did I dream that love, love could ever be so nice. Little did I dream that love, love was no fool's paradise. I dreamt I lived where rich men strolled, and all the streets were paved with gold, but I never dreamt that you'd fall in love with me.
Whispers your name.
Recorded by Brunswick in Chicago the afternoon of January 8th, 1931, that was Ben Burney and All the Lads with Frank Silvano providing the vocal chorus on The Wind in the Willows, written with Desmond Carter, who also collaborated on I'm on a Seesaw. Before that, it was Ruth Etting, June 2nd, 1930, singing the Donovan Parsons lyrics to I Never Dreamt You'd Fall in Love with Me, the hit of England's Smart Review, Will of the Wispers. We began our tribute to Vivian Ellis with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra and the Yale Blues. Bill Dutton sang the Collie Knox lyrics, which include a brief description of the dance, the Yale Blues. But if you bought the Leo Feist sheet music in 1927, you got complete instructions from Cecil H. Taylor on how to dance the Yale Blues. And H.V. Hyde, the editor of the Yale University student newspaper, the Yale Daily News, was offended by the association of the blues with Yale, and wrote a letter to the Times of London saying Yale is a self-respecting educational institution such as Oxford and Cambridge. It is not a cheap dance hall where ridiculous and sensuous steps are originated. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, where ridiculous and sensuous steps are originated. I hope in spite or because of that, you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.